Hey everybody, welcome to the DestroProds.com Anything Cast Live here on All Games Radio. I'm your host, the Deadman. Joining us today we have Bovywan.
Hello.
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
So how are you guys doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Decent.
That's good. I'm just currently pulling up all of the news of the for later in the show. Because I had to close them all down.
I was just trying to get a soundboard thing set up, but I guess I'm not going to be able to do that today, but I just figured out what I have to do.
Okay. Well, that's good. So, next week, we have a stupid soundboard. It's going to be amazing.
Actually, I might be able to do it by the end of the show today.
Oh, goody. The last 5 minutes of the show will just be soundboarding the entire time.
Although I don't have an actual soundboard set up, so it'll just be the yeah over and over again. You have to come up with as many bad puns as you can.
Oh, damn it. I'm terrible at coming up with puns on the spot. Yeah, like the only reason I was able to come up with that one on the thing was because so many other people had already made that joke. Yeah, so for those that don't know, we just put up our newest news thing. Which we're still looking for a better title for. So you have one in the chat, then you can let us know, or you can put it in the comments to this post on Desktop Rods. But anyway, so Irrational Games, I'm posting on Gama Sutra for a design manager. They said one of their requirements was credit on at least one game with an 85 or higher average Metascore, which is really retarded. Because, you know, what if your game gets, like, meta-bombed?
Yeah, I mean, you can sometimes do everything in your power to avoid that and still have it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, so I made the joke, like, so Irrational Games seems to be a bit irrational, and then put the yeah in it. I thought I timed pretty well.
Okay, I'm about to try.
Wah! Bovi, your mic's out. Damn it. Oh. Derek, is that you? This is a great show.
Sorry about that.
Okay, good, you're back. It was scary by myself.
I tried something and it failed.
Spectacularly, I might add. But yeah.
Yeah, it would seem there's some tweaking that needs to be done.
Just a bit.
Damn, I was looking forward to that whole yeah sound effect.
I'm just wondering, has this ever happened to you guys on your computer or anyone out there? So, you know how on the taskbar, when you, like, hover over options, the little gray box will show up that says, like, this is, like, the name of the program or whatever it is?
Uh-huh.
Well, mine, for some reason, is doing it so that whenever I, like, I can just put my mouse over anything and then move it away quickly, and it will still register on the taskbar like my mouse is hovering over it.
Oh yeah, I've had that happen to me many, many times before.
It's so annoying!
Yeah. Because it's like, what do you do to get it to go away? Most of the time that kind of thing happens to me when I right-click on something and the computer's already fucking up and I'm just trying to close the thing that's screwing up the whole computer, and it pops up after it's shut off. So yeah. The program's gone, but my right click is still there, and I can't get it to go away because the program's not there anymore.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Like, my computer is not the greatest, so there will be times where something just gets horribly fucked up, and then, like, there have been times where my computer has crashed in the middle of crashing. Like, a little window has popped up and says, like, this thing has stopped working. And then the window that says this thing has stopped working stops working.
Oh, that's quite ridiculous.
It is
an
so
error
bad.
Just occurred when displaying the previous error.
Yes. I heard you like errors.
So God, I'm surprised you didn't get the blue screen. Does the blue screen happen anymore, or did they get rid of that? Did they get rid of that?
I haven't seen it in years, but apparently it still exists.
It happened on my last computer. Yeah, before I punched it.
So, what OS are you on right now?
Windows 7, Home Premium.
Same. same.
Yeah, I think my last computer I was running Vista.
God, I hate Vista.
Doesn't everybody?
I miss 98.
I miss 95. I remember, like, my own computer, I think we ran Windows 95.
I remember Windows 95.
I don't.
There wasn't much difference between 95 and 98.
I can't remember the 90s.
Oh, random segue. At work, one of my coworkers decided that the CD that needed to be put in the CD player was a kid's CD, like kids recording songs, but most of them were from like the 90s or earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that came up was the last thing I needed to remember from my childhood was Britney Spears.
Oh, no.
Oops, I Did It Again, but sung by a fucking child.
Oh, God.
Oh, good God.
What is wrong with this generation?
Luckily, as soon as that song was over, everyone's like, oh, okay, let's switch this, and it got switched. And I looked at the CD, and I'm really glad it switched, because not only did they go through some really horrible songs, but by the end, they would have been ruining some incredibly good songs.
Yeah, like, one of the most 90s things, so I've been watching a lot of like 5 second films recently.
Right.
And one of the really great ones that I watched was my grunge band is playing at a coffee shop. Where like some guy just runs out was like, hey guys, my grunge band is playing at a coffee shop this weekend. It's like, oh my god, Brian, you're from the 90s. And then starts playing a really bad like cover of the like the Dawson's Creek song, like, I don't wanna wear. Like that thing. Just started playing that really terribly. And it was like doing a slow zoom in while the screen was freaking out. It was really good.
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about. Not one aspect of it.
Then consider yourself lucky.
All I understood was 90s.
Yes.
That's all.
That was pretty much all just 90s.
Ah. Yeah, didn't know the song, don't know the movie, don't really know anything.
Dawson's Creek's a TV show. It was like, wasn't it like one of like the pivotal teen dramas?
Yeah, something like that.
It was like the one that kind of introduced the whole like melodrama thing to the mainstream. Because, you know, you totally knew what the mainstream was in the 90s. Oh god, the 90s.
You know, I gotta say though, the 90s weren't all bad. There was some good stuff out of the 90s.
There used to be good music. Not all of it was good, but at least some of it was good.
Yeah.
Remember now all... it's just like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, like, remember all the boy bands in the 90s?
They were bad. But you know what? They're worse now.
Yes,
oh, God.
Yeah, because, like, back then, you know, they were grown men. Now they're actually boys.
Now they're, like, all little Beavers, or whatever they are.
Yeah,
fucking
it's like...
One Direction.
Oh, good lord, One Direction.
I despise One Direction.
I can proudly say, to this day, I have never heard a Justin Bieber song.
Neither have I, but I've heard parodies of One Direction songs.
You have, however, heard a heavy Bieber song.
I've heard the Heavy Bieber. I love it, though. It's awesome. Anyone who's hearing this, you gotta go watch Heavy Bieber Baby. It's amazing.
Heavy Bieber Baby?
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically Justin Bieber's baby, only with the Heavy singing it. There's also Real Slugger, You All Suck, which what is it? It's some Eminem song.
Back to Heavy Bieber. Shady. Is it like actually someone... Did someone actually just like...
They took
sound clips from Heavy and put them together.
Oh wait, I saw that.
Yeah, it's the same with Real Slugger, You All Suck. It's an Eminem song. I think it's like Guess Who's Back, or I don't know what it's freaking called. It's one of the later ones where I stopped paying attention. But yeah, and it's just cut together of the Scout rapping over it, and it's freaking brilliant.
Yeah, like some of the stuff that the Team Fortress 2 community can make is insane.
I can't wait. Is it out yet, that thing that you can...
The Source Filmmaker? Yeah, it's out.
Yeah, I think it's still only in beta, though.
Whatever, it's still freaking awesome.
Yeah, like I've already seen some of the stuff they've been making. Like, someone made, like, a F-Zero anime, like, thing, where it's, like, a Heavy doing a Falcon Punch. And it actually like took the audio from like an F-Zero thing and just dubbed it over the. Yeah, like the lip syncing is amazing on it though. Like I would never be able to do anything at all, even kind of like that. But the people who can are fucking amazing.
Yeah, lip syncing is quite hard when you're doing it from scratch. It sucks.
Yeah,
I had to do it so many times for media arts class.
And I'm not even talking about like the lip syncing. I'm talking about like the actual like motion of everything. Because so I have a new video editor that I've been messing around with, and I tried to do like a motion thing. So James, one of our less contributive contributors, he made some videos recently, and it started with like a huge audio thing, like 3 minutes of audio before it actually got to the video, so all I could do was just have the thing, like the logo, up there. And what I wanted to do was when it got to the video, I'd have like the logo like shrink down and move over to the corner and become more transparent, just become the watermark. But I couldn't get it to do it.
Oh, I should do that for the Death Door Prods news thing.
Yeah, like I tried to do it, but it always ended up coming out like I was either got it so that it was going in reverse, so that it was like logo for a while, and then all of a sudden it was a watermark and then turned back into the logo. Or I would get it so that like where I would get it moving in the right direction, but it would always move real jerky. So it would like shrink down, a bit, then like jump up to the side of the thing, and then all of a sudden it would come back to the center, and then shrink down again, and go more transparent, then become more become less transparent, and so on. And it was all just kinds of horrible.
I'd like to learn how to do some better effects editing.
Yeah, I'd like to learn to do some editing that isn't just audio syncing, because that's all I've done. Like, I go out try to find the best editors for. Trying to sync up me going, okay, up, up, down, down, with me, the video with the cursor going up, up, down, down. That's all I do.
Well, here's what I suggest for working your way through video editing if you're teaching yourself. You could choose to use tutorials online, but the easiest way if you're teaching yourself is you start... Start by doing kind of like the Death Door Prods news thing, or like a photo slideshow over music, whatever, something simple. Move your way up to doing AMVs, because, you know, you always start off bad with those, but it's pretty simple. You're just syncing some video over music, and then just kind of work your way up from there, and you'll start to learn the ins and the outs of your editing program.
Yeah, like syncing up pictures with audio and stuff, like, audio cues, I can do that. Like, before we did all this, like, before we did what we do now, I actually did do some, like, that kind of video editing when we were, like, back when we were just a YouTube channel. And our old YouTube channel. At that. Like, back when it was just me, the Nameless One, and former site contributor Donnie Grimm. Oh, yeah, and Wolfgang Dragoon.
Who?
It was a guy I met on some forums, and I said, hey, you want to do some trailers with us and stuff, and we're doing like video reviews and what have you? And he was like, okay. He posted one trailer, and then I never heard from him again.
He could have been killed.
He's still posting. He's still posting shit in the Bruce Teeth forums.
Oh. So I was going to say he could have just got hit by a car.
As soon as he uploaded the video, it's like, oh, I'm thirsty. I'm gonna go down to the store and get a drink. And then as soon as he steps out of the house, just a truck comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, what I can say, well, Photoshop isn't the same as video editing, but the way I learned Photoshop is I took a picture that I wanted to just change around, and I fiddled with the program for about 2 hours straight. And then after I got somewhat familiar with all, like, the buttons, like, and there's some that I didn't know what the fuck they did, I just went online and I'm like, well, I want to learn how to do this kind of thing. So when they're explaining it, I don't have to go step by step by step. I'd be like, I used that before. Okay. And then you pick it up a lot faster that way.
Yeah, I tried using Photoshop for a while. Like back when we were doing, like, Let's Ridicules, I found, like, an evil smiley face that I wanted to, like, Photoshop onto the face of the Battlefield 3 guy. So that would just be, you know, the thumbnail that we used for Battlefield 3.
Magic wand tool, then.
Yeah, I tried, and I was messing around with it for, like, a good 30 minutes, because I am lazy like that. I'm just like, hey, fuck it, I don't know what to do. Just flip the table and then just start taking thumbnails from the videos. Yeah. But one bad thing that I learned, one bad thing that I did, for the Slender video, I took a thumbnail when I still had, like, the... So I took a thumbnail of it, and but I still had, like, the little Desktop Prods GIF watermark on it. So when I posted it, like, on the site, the GIF was just see-through. So if you look at that, so if you look at the actual thumbnail, like, in the bottom left corner, there's just a see-through Desktop Prod logo on it. So you could just see through on the background of the site. Because for some reason, the video editor I'm using only takes BMP images. Like, I tried to change it, but I can't change anything. Like, we usually go with pings, but it's just BMP. Boom.
Yeah, what an odd file association. Like,
yeah.
PNG has to be the best, the most useful.
Yeah. Oh, never. I'm liking my new video editor, actually. The old one I was using, once I dropped video into it, that video was stuck. Like, I couldn't move it along the timeline at all. It always had to go at 0 seconds. So it was just me, like, cutting the audio, like, tenth of a second by tenth of a second, trying to get it synced up.
Wow, even, like, Windows Movie Maker is better than that.
Yeah, so now I have CyberLink. Yes, now I have CyberLinked PowerDirector. Yeah, and that's working a lot better for me.
Yeah, I use Premiere Pro. It's a bit more complicated, though. It's something you want to use.
Yeah, I tried using it, and as soon as I brought anything in, it crashed.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah,
I don't know why it's doing that to you, but...
Yeah, like, I got it all downloaded, I started things up, and then it was like, hey, auto-saving crash.
Yeah, but also, like I said, you probably don't need it for the stuff you're doing.
No, like, the thing I have right now is working absolutely perfectly. And it's even better than the old one, because now I can actually watch it. I can actually use the internet while I'm using it. Before any time I, like, try to export anything, as soon as I did, everything else would just go to a crawl, like, even my internet.
Well, that used to happen to me, too, just because I didn't have enough processing power. But now, I have a freaking great processor.
Do you need more RAM, maybe?
I have 8 gigs of RAM.
Oh. That's probably not the issue, then.
Yeah, it's probably my processor. Like, I only have, like, a... P6200, it's 2.3 gigahertz.
But your new program probably renders at low processing power.
Oh yeah, it really does. Like, I still like export at like 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to get it so it's just running... I'm able to get it so that I can just do whatever I want on my computer without... I can export a 1080p video while watching a 1080p video.
Does it export slower?
Not really.
Hmm, odd.
Yeah.
Let's just have a more efficient way of using processing power.
Yeah, because it's awesome. Oh,
okay,
speaking of processing power, I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but due to some technical issues that I can't really do anything about, I'm no longer able to capture like actual games that aren't... I'm no longer able to do my Let Me Play That For You's of Dungeons Dreadmore, Trine, or Monkey Island. I don't know if I ever mentioned that in a podcast.
I don't know, you may have. I can't remember.
Yeah. But whatever. Now I'm doing SNES games, because I found a way to do that. And it's weird, because Bird has mentioned Mega Man, and the first one I'm working on is Mega Man X. So that'd be coming.
I'm sure that can be ridiculed.
Oh, definitely, dude. I suck at Mega Man. Like, I'm pretty sure the first video would just be me jumping around, like, freaking out, trying to avoid the fucking, like, flying things that laugh at you. But it really sucks, because the recording method I use, it turns off the sound in the game. So while I'm playing, I don't have any sound. The video has sound perfectly, but I guess the way it records, it uses all of the processing power uses all the power of the program to capture the video. So it has to turn off the sound to do that.
There's got to be a way for you to play sound as well. It's probably in your audio settings.
No, I've gone on the forums, I've gone on the forums of the thing and it said, yeah, that's actually a bug with this software. As soon as you start recording, you can't listen to sound at all.
That's fine. He's just missing out on some kick-ass music.
Yeah, and besides, I watched the video before I put in the audio and everything. So I'll still hear all the music. Just not while I'm playing it.
Or you could download that specific audio file and just play it while you're playing.
Just put it on repeat?
Yeah. Exactly.
Close enough.
Yeah, but then that'll be real weird, like, when it starts getting in, like, sound effects, because in the first level, so I played the first level, like, 7 times already, because I've been using, like, because I've been jumping back and forth between different programs. So I've gone through that, and then at one point, like the music changes, the boss music, and then the music just stops. You just hear like a huge charge-up sound in the background, and then stuff happens that you will see in the video.
And then your face happens, right?
No. Then Zero happens. It's Zero, I think his name is.
Sorry, did you say Zero like Prisoner Zero?
No, Zero like the Red Mega Man.
Do you really always have to dash my hopes and dreams like that?
Yes. Yes, your anguish sustains me.
I need to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah. Actually, I have some Doctor Who news.
Ooh!
Ooh.
It's not happy news.
Oh.
What? No.
Someone died.
Oh, okay. I was just about to guess. Did someone die?
Like
yeah.
An actor?
One of the Doctor's companions.
Which one?
Let me look this up.
Probably a pretty old one.
Romana. Mary Tam, who played Romana on Doctor Who.
Too old for me to actually know who it is.
Yeah, she was Tom Baker's companion.
Was that the one with the
Key of Time.
No, Tom Baker had the scarf.
Oh, okay, her.
Yeah, whenever anyone mentions like old Doctor Who, that's usually the first one they go to. Oh, you mean the guy with like the afro and the scarf?
Yeah, Tom Baker is the guy who inspired David Tennant.
Yeah. He's also the one who stands on first base and says, "Do you get it?"
Yeah. He also, like, was one of the most violent doctors. I've seen some clips. He's just, like, running around, snapping people's necks. He has no aversion to guns whatsoever.
Well, yeah, like, doesn't the doctor personality change a bit with each regeneration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a bit, but he usually has certain rules about murdering people.
Yeah, but so does Batman, and he usually kills people, too. It's like Batman, I never use guns, except for when he uses guns.
I'll never kill a villain if it's the Joker, but if it's Ra's al Ghul, fuck him.
Yeah. It's like, Darkseid, fuck you, blap. He actually shot Darkseid in the chest. And it worked. Yeah, like, Darkseid, he shot out his fucking Omega eye beams, and Batman just like, fuck you, shoots him. And walks away.
It's like, done and done.
Yeah, it's like, boom, done, drops the gun, walks.
Like, why didn't I do this sooner? It gets so many fewer people killed.
You know, except for the people I kill.
Yeah, but that's like one. Like, he tends to get a good 3 or 4 people killed if he doesn't just shoot the villain.
I know, go figure, Batman logic, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna kill the villain, but
well,
as a result...
Well, he did shoot him with a space bullet. From a space gun.
Is that like...
It's a bullet made from shit from space.
Shit from space?
Yeah, he made a bullet out of a space shit. It's the only way to kill gods.
Oh, I don't blame it. Oh,
Dark,
my God.
Because you know, Darkseid is actually a god.
But he can be killed.
Yeah.
Oh, is he a god?
Gods are weird in this universe.
In every comic book universe.
Yeah.
Basically, I know that Marvel explains their gods like they were misunderstood as gods when they came to Earth because they're practically immortal, they're exceptionally powerful, and they came falling out of the sky, so we thought of them as gods.
Yeah. Kaijudo says Batman should kill Superman, and I could not agree more. Fuck Superman.
And Batman is the man to do it.
Yeah. I mean, Batman always has a plan.
Yeah, he would think of fucking kryptonite bullets.
He already has, like, an entire stockpile of kryptonite.
See, I
just
I would...
in case.
Yeah, and I mean, and I'm not just talking about green kryptonite, I mean every kryptonite.
Fuck you, Topher Brink. He definitely could.
Yeah, like, all you do is you attach the kryptonite onto a spear and shove it through Superman's, like, face.
Or, yes, like, or, you know, just lock him in a room with kryptonite and just sit and wait.
Put it in
his
food.
See, that's the Lex Luthor idea.
No, Batman would... I would not surprise me if Batman did that shit. Like I said, Batman has a room of kryptonite.
No, I got it. Okay. Okay, you lace the inside of a well with kryptonite, and then you make sure that it's a well with bats in it, right? And then you lace the bats with kryptonite, and you shove Superman down the hole, and then you cover up the hole.
Well, you'd have a hard time shoving him down the well. What you do is you put little Timmy down the well,
yeah.
And Superman is able to cover it up, with little Timmy and Superman inside. Yeah. Only you've actually given little Timmy superpowers.
Yeah, just be careful not to build a cabin over the well, or else Superman's soul possesses an evil videotape and start killing people. Yes. And that's how the ring is made.
It's actually Superman.
Yes.
Fuck this world! I don't even know who I am anymore! He turns into a little girl.
Yeah. That little girl is actually Superman's mind.
No. It's what Superman is without his powers. If gone for long enough, he turns into a little girl with messed up hair.
Yeah, so Topher Brink, so he's been arguing about how Superman would kick Batman's ass. Batman's already kicked Superman's ass. Multiple times.
I don't think Topher Brink is listening, so Kajido wins.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure Batman has had kryptonite brass knuckles, but, Frank Miller had him kick Superman's ass. Batman, there was a JLA storyline all about Batman destroying the entire Justice League by accident.
Because he has a fucking plan to kill every single member of the Justice League.
Yeah, he has contingency plans for everybody, including himself.
Yeah, if I go rogue...
Yeah, he just do that and then take the mind-erasing drug from Torchwood that I can't remember the name of.
Retcon.
Yeah, takes a retcon. And Topher Brink, he's already taken out Superboy. Batman's taken out everybody. He took
Batman
down the...
can take out everybody. You know what, I'm going to write fanfiction about this. And send it to Topher Brink, to prove how wrong he is.
There's already fanfiction.
By the way, Deadman, you know that picture that I sent you of Batman in his Batcave with all the screens, and then on one of the center screens is the L symbol from Death Note, and he's like, I need some assistance?
Yeah.
There's actually fan fiction about that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
There's also fan fiction about the Joker getting the Death Note.
Oh, God. That would be terrifying.
We're all fucked.
Yeah, there's actually a comic about Joker getting the mask.
Yeah, I knew about that.
He already has the mask. He is the mask. He's the embodiment of the mask.
No, the mask, he's the embodiment of the mental effect the mask has. Like, just releasing the id. He already is, id incarnate. The mask would give him the ability to alter reality.
No. Okay, I got it. I know where the mask came from. Joker, before he became the Joker, when he was all normal, assuming he was ever normal, which he probably was.
Yeah, in the Killing Joke, he was just a stand-up comedian who fell into the vat of toxic waste.
When he was going through his hard time before, all that happened, he was having some fun in the bathroom, at the toilet, and that's just kind of what happened. That's what the mask is. That's the result of that fun afternoon in the bathroom.
What?
Exactly.
The mask is made of Joker spunk?
Don't argue with me, just accept it.
And I think that's three in a row where Ninja Kitty's the one who's made it sexual.
Yeah. Shut up.
Then how did the mask get to get to the African jungle to be used by the tribes?
Well, all water sources lead to the ocean.
What?
Exactly. It makes sense. Just think about it harder.
It doesn't at all.
It does in my mind.
So, speaking of amazing crossover fanfiction, I was looking through a lot of the crossover fanfiction at fanfiction.net last night. And one that I think you would really appreciate, Deadman, is Psych and Castle.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That would be an amazing crossover.
That would be awesome.
I mean, what's the name of the main character from Psych again?
Sean Spencer.
Yeah, you'd have Sean Spencer, try to be all psychic, solving the case, Beckett not believing him, Castle trying to debunk him.
No, Castle would be all up over that shit. He'd be like, oh, dude, he's psychic. He'd be trying to convince Beckett that he's psychic. Doing everything he can, just like, come on, Beckett, look at this shit. while in the background those two of them are boning because end of season four. Well, five. What was it? Four?
Four.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they finally stop fucking around with that, do they?
Yep.
About goddamn time. It only took you 4 seasons.
Yep, end of the season, they start making out, then she takes off her shirt, he, like, caresses her bullet hole, and they go to the bedroom. And that is not sexual. He actually does, like, rub his finger over her bullet hole. Because, you know, she got shot in the chest and all.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you caress it. Look, I'm pointing out the thing that scarred you for life.
Yeah, it's also the thing that got them, like, got them together and shit. Like, she got shot and then, oh my god, I love you, and then, yay! And then, you know, she found the guy who shot her, he beat the crap out of her and threw her off the side of a building. Then she quit.
Thank you for spoiling the shit out of season 4.
How have you not seen the ending of it already?
I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's your own damn fault. Yeah. The statute of limitations on spoilers is 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you know what? I've also had Dexter Season 6 spoiled for me.
Yes!
I know exactly what happens there.
I can't wait for Season 7!
And fucking, yeah, Season 7. I almost might not watch Season 6, because honestly, it kind of seems like it drags on leading up to that one thing.
Like if you, yeah, if you already know the ending of Season 6, then everything else just feels like, come on, get to it already.
That's why I stopped watching Season 6. I felt like it was dragging on.
Yeah, probably the least interesting part was the whole, like, Deborah Quinn relationship thing that was happening.
What happens with that?
Nothing.
Nothing? Like,
I don't even remember. I've just deleted all that.
You don't remember? They end up together? Do they stay apart?
No, like, she ends up, like, she's been going to a therapist this whole time, then she realized that she's actually in love with Dexter.
You know what? Fans have suggested that for so long, but it's weird. I mean, I know they're adopted siblings, but they're still siblings.
It is really weird. It's real skeevy. It's,
Like, what if they didn't know that they were adopted?
Well, they do know, though.
Yeah, but if they didn't.
If they didn't, things would be real bad.
Exactly! You know, it's just wrong!
I gotta say, that's a really awkward point in the series to start bringing out a love interest between those two, because didn't Jennifer Carpenter and Michael C. Hall get divorced?
I didn't even know they were married. I thought they were just dating.
I believe they were married when the show began.
Yeah, that's real weird, like a married couple playing brother and sister.
And then, I'm not sure about this. I don't pay much attention to these rumors. I just, you know, I'll talk about Dexter and someone will throw one of these at me. I'm like, oh, okay. But I heard they had gotten divorced.
Yeah, they got divorced last year.
And so now the writers are like, fuck you two. We're going to write a romance between you in the show.
Yeah.
You play brother and sister. You're adopted.
Well, what if they technically are brother and sister?
They aren't. We know who each of their respective genetic parents are.
Yeah. Well, do we know who Dexter's dad is?
Yeah. He did a DNA test.
Oh, Yeah, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I've been watching.
Season one, I believe.
Yeah, I'm partway through season 3 right now, and maybe that's why I forgot it.
Season 3, that's another one that drags along, only it doesn't really achieve much.
Yeah, I don't even remember who the bad guy is.
There's not really a bad guy. There's the Skinner, but he's kind of low-key.
Oh,
and then there's Miguel, even he's kind of low-key.
Oh god, right, this is the Miguel. This is the Miguel season, fuck.
Both of them kind of anti-climax out of existence.
Yeah, like, season 4 is when we get a triple killer, right?
Trinity.
It's Trinity. I'm thinking of...
You're thinking of Castle.
Yeah. So yeah, Trinity is John fucking Lithgow.
Don't they have the same last names, though, considering that they're brother and sister, even though they are adopted?
Yeah, Morgan.
Yeah.
They're both...
So are they going to be, like, Dexter Morgan?
What?
Well, I'm not sure anything's actually going to go anywhere. I mean, Deborah might be like, I love you, and Dexter might be like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, you murder people. I know, but I'm your brother.
It's like, yeah, but I spent like 3 days in my mom's own blood. What's your excuse? Yeah, but, like, I've seen a preview of season 7, like a little 2-minute preview of the first episode, and it'll be weird when she actually does do that, because just kind of walked in on him, you know, killing a dude, and then it's just, and she's, like, freaking out, like, dude, what the fuck are you doing, what the hell is this? It's like, because back, I was like, oh, I was just doing some prelim work, just doing some, like, after work, and he was here, so I, you know, self-defense.
Like self-defense.
Yeah, it's like self-defense. Why the fuck is he tied to a table?
Like, oh, I look, blood slides. This is totally not the exact MO of the Bay Harbor Butcher.
But, yeah. Like, well, she was too far away to see the blood slide. She just walked in.
She'll
on...
investigate. You know that.
She just walked in on the stab and spent, like, kept, like, a good 20 feet from where he was actually stabbed. You know, Dexter was kind of, like, walking up on her. It's like, Deb, can you please just put the gun down and don't shoot me? Yeah, oh. I remember, though, in the second season, where he was going through, like, all the possible scenarios of what happens when he tells Deborah that he's a serial killer.
Yeah, one, she just up and shoots him, like, in a second. One, she's like, get out of the ground, motherfucker!
Yeah, one, she starts choking on the steak she's eating.
They're so all hilarious and over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, like, when I first watched that, I actually thought, like, when he was doing the first one, I thought he actually just told her. But then I started going through all of them, I was like, oh, okay. And the end with just a bullet in the head.
Of course, if she does realize that he's the Bay Harbor Butcher, then she'll start to wonder if he murdered Doakes, which of course he didn't. He was that British chick.
Lila Turney.
Who you know. He's a serial killer. I'll totally win over his heart by trying to murder his stepkids.
Yep.
Yeah, this could not possibly go wrong for me.
Yeah, it's like, he's been killing people for how many years? Yeah, I'm just gonna, like, okay, like, get his friend convicted of rape. Try to kill his family. You know, real class act. And then she, you know, blew up Doakes, and I don't feel sorry for Doakes dying. Like, he was an idiot.
He was an idiot, but I freaking loved him.
Oh god, I hated him so much. Like, his mustache. It was his mustache specifically. It did not fit his face.
But yeah, the interaction between Doakes and Dexter was freaking amazing, and they can never replicate that with Quinn, because I've heard that there's some hints that Quinn may be starting to Doakes.
Yeah, he's suspecting Dexter is like a killer.
Yeah, he should have a lot more than suspicion.
Yeah, he had private detective Peter Weller following him.
That was in season 4.
Yeah, I know.
Or 5.
And
5.
Then, like, dead. Yeah, and that die, and then he starts, like, going around, like, asking people, like, hey, this guy, you know him? Like, what, fuck, was it, after the whole Trinity thing happened, and he, like, was starting, like, going around and asking, like, Trinity's family, like, showing them a picture of Dexter?
Yeah, that was all in season 5, though. Has that continued all in season 6?
Oh,
that
God.
That kind of got resolved.
I can't remember. Fuck.
Because, yeah, there's...
I hate my brain.
There's sort of the Quinn thing of, I love Deborah, so I'm not going to rat out her brother. And then Dexter is kind enough to stop Quinn from being blamed for his crime. And so Quinn's like, yeah, you did me a solid, so now we've done you a solid. Or I've done you a solid, and we're good.
Yeah, man. It sucks so much that I can't remember this. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to watch season 6.
Oh, you shouldn't watch season 6. Like, get into season 7.
Yeah, season 7, definitely. I'll probably do what I normally do, which is wait for the whole thing to come out and then watch it all at once.
I'm just going to do what I regularly do and watch them as they come out, because I happen to have that channel on my TV.
I don't have any channels on my TV.
What's TV?
It's that big box in front of you that you use your computer on.
Oh.
That's my monitor.
Oh, you're so cute. but yeah, like, the killer in Dexter, season 6, it is... So, it's originally believed that there are two killers, Edward James Olmos and Colin Hanks. But then it's revealed that, oh wait, Edward James Olmos has been dead since the beginning.
Yeah, and it's really just the one guy, and it's literally impossible because there are scenes where you literally see him interacting with other people.
Yeah. Yeah, like there's one scene where, like, knocks on the door, and then he goes inside, and hey, it's Edward James Olmos, and it's like, hey, Travis, who's at the door? Oh, so unless, like, there actually was someone else at the door, and he just, like, projected Edward James Olmos onto him. whatever. But yeah, I have a job interview tomorrow.
Nice.
It's really not. It's at a dollar store.
Dollar stores are nice.
The new one that's next to the movie theater in town.
There's a movie. Oh, wow! Oh my god! Something actually got put there?
Yeah, I know.
Wow, that's been empty for like years.
Yeah. And if I end up getting a job there, I'll probably want to kill myself every day.
Why?
Because I hate working. Like, I hate... What I do now, like, what we do now for this is the end goal for my career. This is what I want to do at any cost. But just having to go in there and put on a smile and act like I don't want to take a fucking box cutter to my wrists. I'm wearing stupid shirts with things, other balloons.
Well, it's what you have to do to be able to do this as a living. You have to, you know, make a living first to put money into it. By the way, I want to talk to you afterwards about putting some money into this, but it won't be much, and it might all the money be provided by me, but it's still something I want to talk to you about.
Okay. So after this, we're going to be having some business talk. Oh, but yeah, I'm actually really surprised they called me back. Like, I dropped my resume there, and why couldn't they have been hiring Iceman? I dropped off a dozen resumes there. Like, I'm pretty sure Iceman has every single copy of my resume I've ever made. Like, every change, every single update, I'm pretty sure they have every single one of my addresses and my phone number for, like, the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's odd, because, like, I've gone in there, and I've seen, like, some of the people who have been hired, and I'm like, what the fuck is a dead man working here?
Yeah, like, I know, like, one of the guys who's working there now, I, like, know him. I went to high school, I went to, like, elementary school with him. He is a retard. I could out-game knowledge him any day of the week.
It's because unless there's a valid reason for them to fire them, they can't fire them.
Yeah, but you could still hire one person over the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if there wasn't any good people at the time, and that's just the...
There was dead man.
Yes. He was hired... Yeah, I went in and dropped off a resume. A week later, he was working there.
Hmm.
Fucking yeah, like, who would you rather hire? The guy who wears polo shirts all day and has like 18,000 pictures on his Facebook of him with a fucking trucker hat on, or someone who writes about video games?
Someone who follows all the latest video game news and will be able to answer any question that a customer asks.
Yes! Someone who probably knows more about release dates of video games and everything than the people who run the goddamn store.
Well, I wouldn't push that too far.
Yeah, probably not. But I probably know more about video games than they do.
They are pretty knowledgeable, which is why they're so popular at, like, Fan Expo and Anime North and shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not saying, like, they're idiots about it. Like, they are smart people, and I do like them. I just probably know more a bit. I probably know a bit more than they do.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's entirely possible. So, Iceman, if you're listening, hire me.
I know everything about Legend of Zelda games, about it.
Unfortunately, they don't exclusively sell Zelda games.
I know.
That's so like, a store that would fail quickly.
Yeah, they just keep you in a pit somewhere. It's like, excuse me, I have a question about this Zelda game. Oh, wait a second. Hit the button and you just pop right out of the floor. I can help you. It's like, all right, back down the hole.
The trans-dimensional portal that's connected to my apartment.
No, they just keep you actually in a hole.
Aww.
Like some weird Buffalo Bill thing. It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I don't think I'd like living in a hole.
And that's all it is. You just have like a harness on at all times. It has to a bungee cord, so when they hit the button, you just get yanked up. It's like, all right, back down you go. Hit the button again. You just drop. Clearly's gonna do Nintendo Power!
I need more battery!
It's like, can you at least run out of charger? My DS is out of power.
My charger broke!
Yeah, it's like you just have to try to, like, jerry-rig yourself so you can get to work, get, like, your DS on, like, 7 watch batteries. That's all I throw down. It's like, here's some Ds. Go have nuts. Go nuts. Why did I say go have nuts?
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
I was thinking of the goddamn, like, PSP commercial with the squirrels.
What kind of nuts, dead man, apparently? You're very knowledgeable about this.
No, I'm actually talking about, like, there's a PSP commercial about squirrels. Or it's like, hey man, come on outside and play. It's like, I can't. I'm playing Nut.
What?
It's like, you can play Nut outside. Say, what? That's the trailer. That's the commercial for the fucking PSP. You can play Nut outside. And Mouth of General, yes, that is in fact real. You can YouTube that shit. PSP squirrels. But if you get one where it, like, cuts away to, like, people in a boardroom somewhere, that's the Egoraptor one, you're on the wrong one. It's still hilarious, but... Oh,
I'm so glad I don't watch TV.
Speaking of trailers, this is one really weird trailer from, like, New Zealand or something. For, like, jam sessions. The game rated E10+. And what it is, it's just a kid, he's sitting there, he unwraps his game, and then like, the mother comes in singing happy birthday, and the kid is like, whoa, the fuck is this? Slaps the cake out of her hand. Fucking sponge cake! Fuck! And sits down and just says, Instant Rockstar, jam session available now. The game's rated E10.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank God for JonTron, or else I would never have found out about that trailer. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of JonTron stuff. He's just a guy on YouTube. He just started a channel with Egoraptor called Game Grumps. Where's the two of them playing old SNES games and handheld games. Like, I think they're playing like 5 games right now. And that, like, Kirby, Mega Man 7, Link to the Past, Goof Troop, because they made a fucking Goof Troop video game, and Pokemon Emerald. It's really good.
Emerald?
Yeah.
I have Red.
Yeah, I once had Pokemon Blue.
I'm a Game Boy Color.
That was the last Pokemon game I ever owned.
I once played Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, I played that one too.
I played a lot of the Pokemon games.
There was a Pokemon Arena, like the Coliseum one?
Yeah!
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, man. Oh. Pokemon's always really weird for me, because every time I get a Pokemon game, I was like, oh god, I remember this. But it's like, wait, this is fucking awesome. And I play for like 10 minutes, like, oh, wait. Yeah, this sucks. Throw it away. Yeah. Last Pokemon game I played was actually the Nameless Ones. Yeah, he just brought his DS over and just started playing this Pokemon game. He was like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I love Pokemon. And then he stayed over for a few days. By the time he left, he was like, you can take your Pokemon game with you. Fuck you. Fucking Pokemon.
So... I don't know if you knew this, but like Pokemon Red and Blue, the original ones, they keep your Pokemon stored, like they keep your save game stored, by a little battery inside the cartridge.
Yeah, it's same with a lot of cartridge based games.
Yeah. Now, I believe that based on the average life of those batteries, that almost all of the Red and Blue save games are going to be deleted this year.
Yeah, probably.
So, if you like your Pokemon Red and Blue and you still want to play with your old file, play it soon.
I don't even know where the cart is anymore for that game.
And the only way, you could play it without being able to save. I had a version of Pokemon Blue where the battery died really early, so I wasn't able to save. Or you can replace the battery.
Hmm.
Yep.
Hmm. I miss playing Pokemon Red. I never, ever got past, like, the fourth arena thing.
I never got to the first arena.
I miss... Okay, every time I see something about Pokemon, whenever, like, any of the people on Facebook mention Pokemon, there's these weird ass things. What are they? What happened to Pokemon? What happened to the days where I'd start up the game and be like, okay, my goal is to get this Pokemon, this Pokemon, this Pokemon, and this Pokemon, and I know where to find them. and I can list all 150 in a row.
Yeah, because back then you memorized the Pokemon theme song.
It's you could probably name almost all 150 because you have almost all of the original 150 cards.
Yes, and I'm very proud of that.
Oh god, Pokemon cards. I remember did you guys ever know actually how to play the Pokemon card game?
Nope.
Yeah, I did learn at one point.
Yeah,
then I forgot again.
Yeah, that was a great actual meme I saw. It was like, there were like stacks and stacks of Pokemon cards. Like, but every single card doesn't know how to play the game.
Exactly.
The point of Pokemon has never been to play the game.
No.
It's just been to collect them.
Yeah.
It's like, who has the best collection?
Me.
I have Lieutenant Surge's Raichu.
Yeah.
I had that.
It's like, I made a cape out of my Pokemon cards. Yeah.
You didn't had that, you still have it.
No, I can't find it. I had a separate...
I could have swore I saw it.
No, I had a separate booklet. Like, I have my big-ass binder with all, like, the regular...
Wait, you actually had, like, binders of Pokemon cards?
Shut up. I had, yeah, one really big ring binder that had all the basic 150 in them. And the back area had all the energy cards and then my rare energy cards. All the duplicates were also in that big binder, and then I had a separate binder with all the trainer Pokemon cards, where it's like a specific trainer's Pokemon.
Oh, good lord, woman.
Shut up!
You're one of those children.
What? Well, there was three of us, three children in the family, and both boys were like, blah, 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 I'm older now. I'm like, can I have them? Or I'd just take them, and they wouldn't ever know. They don't know, even.
They gave me
some of theirs, and they just left all their shit when they moved out. I'm like, huh, Pokemon cards, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I think one of my brothers has all my Pokemon cards now. Or I burnt them all in the Great Purge.
I would never get rid of my Pokemon cards.
Actually, I'm just remembering now how we went to your old house and just, like, took everything that looked cool.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't getting used, and...
I remember a while back, I'm kind of deep into Magic right now, and I remember a while back, I had this really great deck with this one fantastic card. It was called Doomgate. It was a 10-10 with Trample, and at the beginning of your upkeep, put a card, like an active card in your graveyard, and you got life back equal to that creature's toughness. And oh god, I loved that card so much.
What happened to it?
It got thrown out.
Oh.
I remember moving to university. I hadn't played Magic in months. I completely forgot about everything. And then it was just like, Hey, Richard, what am I going to do with all these cards? Like, I could just chuck them. I'm never going to play them again.
And now you're back into Magic.
Yes, and now I have four decks. An entire box of cards I don't use.
And I know. I remember you pretty much just gave me pick of a bunch of those. She's like, yeah, take some.
Yeah. And I need to get some more cards. I need to help, like, I need to fix my red-black deck. Oh, God. I really need to fix that. I really need to fix that deck. It is so broken. What I need to do is get into a fucking draft again. Fuck, it's been so long since I've drafted. I need 15. Yeah, I need 15 bucks. Anyone out there, donate $15 at destroprods.com PayPal. Go to the site, go to the bottom, and click the donate button. Please, I need 15 bucks.
I'm looking at my Pokemon cards now.
There's not very many blank spaces in there, and they are ordered from 1 to 150, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good lord, woman, you're so... Oh,
I have so many awesome rare cards, you wouldn't even believe it. Like, I have so many holographic cards. Like, I have a holographic fairy.
A holographic?
Holographic first edition Machamp. Yep. A lot of mine are fossilized, too.
Yeah, if you try to take them out, they just, like, start disintegrating?
No, they're in very good condition. I have a fossilized holographic Haunter.
Oh, okay, I thought you meant, like, cards themselves.
Yeah, fossilized. The little fossilized symbol.
No, you thought you meant the actual physical card was fossilized.
What the hell, dude?
But it's been... I don't know anything about Pokemon cards.
That's a lot of blank spots.
Yeah, unfortunately, towards the end, I didn't get as many. I didn't get any of the evolution Eevees. So, I only have her first stage.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to.
For news? Time for news?
I don't know. I still had a couple other things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Last night when we were talking about a crossover fan fiction, we were coming up with a great idea for one that I'm going to write soon.
Okay, what is it?
It is a Legend of Zelda da-da-da-da crossover.
Hmm.
It's just Link comes to the da-da-da-da universe.
Oh, God. That would be a thing.
What were some of the great interactions we talked about? One of the jokes could be that Link constantly thinks that Simon is a Goron.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Zelda.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I hate
Goron
Zelda.
Is the
okay.
rock people. The big brown rock people.
Well, you know that Link never talks, right?
Yeah, I know he only goes like, yeah, liar!
Well, there's going to be a lot of jokes about that, but Kida's going to understand him.
Just be like, yeah.
Kida.
Okay. He's yellow guy, right?
Yeah, he's the...
Yeah. I remembered something!
And also, be it whether he's in a hotel room or he has an apartment, Link is going to be excited when his key doesn't disappear when he goes to open his door.
<It's> like,
he's going to be like, hi! Yeah!
He's like, put the key in turn, then just like walks in, leaving the key there. He's like, oh, dude, your key!
Pretty much. And you know what Navi is, right?
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Fairy. Yeah. Hey, listen. She's always like.
I do know some stuff about Zelda. I don't know any enemy names. Like, I know Ganon, the Deku Tree, Master Sword, Ocarina, the Moon.
Imagine Shizuo's reaction to Navi, though. Just like hovering around him, just around. Hey, listen. Snap. Throw on the ground. Stomp.
Yeah.
Picks up a sign. Ping. Gone.
Yeah. Shizuo would just be in the middle of fighting like Isaiah, and it's like, hey, listen, shut up! There's a truck at it.
Or the whole how Navi is your little Zed targeting system. Goes over to a random enemy like Isaiah and like gives a basic explanation of the enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, okay, I don't know what this one is. It's called Darkness Energy, but it has a double star at the bottom. I don't know what it's for. I never learned. It's a very rare card, though.
Okay,
I'm proud of it.
So news?
Sure.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I guess we won't talk about that other thing.
Okay, so time for news of the... This is news that for one reason or another we didn't write articles about. Such as, Marvel is releasing a line of cologne.
Sorry, who's releasing a line of cologne?
Marvel Comics.
Alright.
Yeah, so Marvel's The Avengers cologne will include colognes based on the scent. Will include fragrances based on Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, and the Hulk.
So, okay, so Iron Man is the smell of whiskey. Captain America is the smell of some kind of eagle bird shit. What was the next one?
Thor.
Thor, okay, the smell of just. Sweat and metal.
The smell of lightning.
Sweat and metal, sorry.
No, the smell of someone being struck by lightning.
The smell of burning flesh.
Yeah. The smell of plasma.
And sorry, but it's not whiskey, it has to be martinis.
He drinks scotch.
Scotch, yeah. Scotch, let's go with scotch.
Yeah, it's scotch and hair gel. Ah, the wafting aromas. But yeah, so they actually have like written little things on this post, so I'm just going to read them. So, capture Iron Man's signature fragrance with the Mark 7 cologne, Armor Up. A sophisticated cologne, Mark 7 combines mandarin and jasmine with a light patchouli for a scent that will have you exuding the same confidence as the genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Okay, so he doesn't smell like alcohol, apparently.
If you're looking for a more all-American feel, Captain America's Patriot Cologne, Your Attack Plan, is right up your alley. Featuring hints of green lime and white pepper, with dry oak wood, sandalwood, and tequila, the cologne encompasses Cap's adventurous side.
So, Captain America smells like liquor.
Yeah, I thought
Iron Man doesn't.
I thought he smelled, you know, like gunpowder and racism.
No, I thought he smelled like a Catholic priest or Christian priest or whatever. So little boys, okay. Like, no, remember, he smells like little boys.
Remember, he's from the 40s. Racism was okay back then. Okay, so, moving on. Feeling godlike? Thor's worthy cologne possessed the power, boosts a woody citrus musk that brings together natural scents, including bergamot, whatever the fuck that is, frozen ginger... Bergamot, frozen ginger, and wheatgrass with a hint of fresh grapefruit and cypress.
Frozen ginger?
Yep. You'll radiate a seductive, masculine scent with the powers with power to rival Mjolnir. Yes.
Wow.
You'll smell so good, you'll equal the power of a magical fucking hammer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess
your smell knocked him out. Good job.
Yes, your smell exploded him. And finally, Hulk's smash, be angry cologne, is complimentary to a full range of emotions, whether you're feeling like Bruce Banner or are ready to party like the Hulk. The cologne combines clean top notes like yuzu and tarragon with water lily and nutmeg, followed by an intense woody dry down deepened by Indian sandalwood, musk, and cedar.
These are goddamn ridiculous scents.
All the colognes can be bought individually, or if you can't decide on just one scent, you can grab all four with the Superheroes Assemble Avengers 4-pack.
You know what's a better series of scents based on characters? Da-da-da-da scents.
They actually have them. It's available, pretty awesome.
Available now on the internet.
A specific site, though. It's a site from Ikebukuro. That's the only place I could find it. Unless there's, like, recently uploaded one. Yeah, I was taking a look at the Ikebukuro site, so they're the websites of the stores, actually. And yeah, I was looking through their inventory, I'm like, what is this? And it's like the whole range of characters, too, and it gives thorough descriptions, and it actually, like, would be what they smell like, too. I'm like, oh, nice. Well, that one makes sense. Yeah, that one makes sense, too. Awesome.
So, moving on. Marvel's also releasing some UV sunscreen bands. These are things that you put on, and they change color when it's time for you to apply a new layer of sunscreen. They're available in Ultimate Spider-Man and the Hulk designs.
Wait a minute. Isn't it easier just to get one of the UV reactant, like, just a regular UV reactant band and just put sunscreen over top of it?
Shut up.
You probably do that with those bands. They're probably just the UV reactant bands.
They're the exact same things. Just, hey, you know, they start out pink, and you put them in the sun with some sunscreen on them, and they start to turn lavender.
Sounds very comic-y.
So, the statement released with these is just pure gold. So I'm just going to read it out verbatim. So, Marvel Entertainment, the Walt Disney Company, and Jazz International joined forces to offer this exciting new product that tells you exactly how much sun you're getting, then warns you when UV rays take a dangerous turn. Coming with a choice of 36 or 50 per pack, each superhero-decorated band starts at a base color pink before being exposed to sunlight, coated with the same brand of sunscreen you're using. After 5 minutes, the bands activate to take on a purple tone, followed by lavender when it's time to apply another layer of protection. Then finishing off with yellow-white to signal that their time has come and you need to shield yourself from the sun. Between our favorite web-slinger spider sense and the Incredible Hulk's transformation, this product is sure to keep you out of harm's way. Yay!
I really don't know how to react to that. Like,
yeah, it...
Who would fall for that?
I don't know!
What even makes those Marvel themed?
They have a Marvel brand on them, and they have like radiation symbols as well as they have like radiation symbols in the Hulk one and spiders on the Spider-Man one. Oh yeah, and there's also Spider-Man and Hulk heads on them. I don't even know.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Also, if you're gonna get a UV reactive bracelet, get a reusable one, not a one-time use one.
I have a reusable one. It helps me to stop me from dying.
Yes, you have the UV monkey available on ThinkGeek.com.
Yes, but are they Marvel branded?
No, but they're from thinkgeek.com.
Yes.
Click the link at the bottom of the page and go get yourself a UV monkey. If you're listening to this live, go to deathstorefrauds.com, then go to the bottom of the page, click the link for Think Geek, and get yourself a UV monkey.
It's actually really good. It reacts really fast. It's not like you have to sit there and wait. It's like, okay, is it changing? Like, no, it reacts right away. You can see it changing, which is really convenient.
Also has a 4-stage gradient.
Yep.
Moving on to more news. So, at Comic-Con 2012, a few weeks ago, Marvel released a thing for... released a teaser for Marvel Now Point One. It showed an image of Black Nick Fury tossing 5 dossiers with black that are blacked out with question marks on them toward the reader, I guess. And over the last few weeks, they've been revealing who those people have been on those dossiers. So, the people who have been revealed... all 5 have been revealed, and they have been revealed to be Cable, Nova the Human Rocket, Ant-Man. Then one of the folders had 3-for-1 with Kid Loki, Wiccan, and the new Miss America. And finally, Star-Lord from the Guardians of the Galaxy has been revealed as the 5th folder.
See, I was about to say a Marvel Now Point One would be great. I love Point Ones because they really help you get in. It tells you what you need to know to get into this current series of the comics.
Well, those kinds of Point Ones. Like, other Point Ones have been released where it was like, hey, here's Wolverine, issue 300, Point One, and that was terrible.
Oh.
Like, at that point in the Wolverine story, Wolverine's soul was in hell, his body was possessed by a demon, killing everyone he loves. In that issue, it's Wolverine's birthday, and oh no, Deadpool put bullets in the bean dip.
Okay, so not all Point Ones are good like that, but then back to my point, then you listed the characters, I'm like, I'm mostly uninterested.
Yeah, it's just really weird they've introduced Black Nick Fury into the main Marvel Universe. And his name isn't even Nick Fury. It's Marcus Donovan. It's all kinds of stupid. You know, I'm starting to get less and less enthused by the new Marvel Now initiative. But whatever, moving on. So, Some physical specs have been released on the Ouya, the upcoming like Android-based console thing that looks really awesome. And the console has been sized to about the size of a Rubik's Cube.
Hopefully I won't pick it up and try and solve it.
Yeah, let's hope it's a bit more resilient than that, because just pick it up. Oh yeah, oh god, my Ouya! So, Yves Bihar, the guy who designed this console, said... in a recent Q&A thing with Kotaku, our console is quite small, around the size of a Rubik's Cube, and so it'll easily fit anywhere in a room and be easy to throw into a backpack. And it's actually a bit cool. Like, so things about the size of a Rubik's Cube, but it still has like 1 gig of memory, 8 gigs of storage, and can like pump out 1080p to televisions.
And I read the article too, and as far as I can tell, it's bigger than it needs to be because they want to give it extra breathing room so it doesn't overheat.
Yeah, I watched some of the like videos on their Kickstarter, and it's actually just like the entire system is like one little thing that's like no bigger than a cell phone. But yeah.
Well, Derek. 1 gig of memory and 8 gigs of storage might not be impressive specs for a full-size console, but for a $99 console that's giving you free-to-play games.
Yeah, like, it's free-to-play...
Free-to-play games.
Yeah, it's free-to-play games, and all the games are, like, Android games. Like, playing your Android phone.
Yeah. So instead of buying an Android phone, I buy this $99 little box, and I hook it up to my TV, and I play games there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good for that.
Yeah, and you play games with a controller. Well, people who enjoy playing Android games, people with Android phones. You know, the same reason, same thing as asking, like, who enjoys playing iPhone games?
I don't know any Android games. I'd have to look into that, Derek, because I don't have an Android phone.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
But if you donate to the Destro Prods in PayPal, we could get Android phones.
Actually, I might be. Actually, I'm gonna be looking into that like right after I talk to you about business.
Yeah.
So that's the order of events. Finish anything cast. Talk business. Look into new cell phone.
Okay, so, moving on. Randy Pitchford is amazed that no one has stolen the Borderlands style of game before. Randy Pitchford from Gearbox is amazed that no one has stolen the type of game that Borderlands is yet. Fuck. I keep screwing this up. Whatever. He's amazed no one's ripped off Borderlands yet.
Okay, yes. I'm not that surprised. I mean, it's very unique, yes, and that's it'd probably be hard to rip off because of that.
Okay, so in an interview with Gama Sutra, Pitchford said, "I'm actually astonished that we're about to launch a sequel and no one stole it from us. The formula's right there. No one's stolen it yet. That's weird. We're in an industry where people do nothing but steal from each other. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Not that I want anyone to steal it, or I'm challenging people to steal it." Yeah, so, continues. Why let our... He's like, wait, so, yeah, looking at this article. I've actually read this article all the way through before already.
I'm developing a new video game called Boundary Terrains.
Yeah, I'm developing this new thing. It's called Wall World. We have 87 gazillion guns. You know, it's completely different from Borderlands to 87 bazillion guns. You know, and their guns are bazillion deer now. It's actually a line that's been used in the thing.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, it's so good. But yeah, so, developers out there, if you're looking for a game idea, steal from Borderlands.
You've been issued a challenge.
Yes, come on, challenge accepted. Okay.
And try to come up with a title that is closer to Borderlands than Boundary Terrains.
Or Wall World.
Well, not actually stealing Borderlands the title. Yeah. Try and make a title as close as you possibly can so that everyone knows you're ripping it off.
Yes.
That's your challenge.
Border-Land. There we go. Boom.
Land borders.
Yeah, a land of borders. Okay, so moving on. Someone in Utah has spotted a goat man and filmed it.
It's fake.
Nope, it's... They're not saying that, hey, there's a guy, there's part man, part goat. They're saying that they saw some guy dressed up like a goat walking around a mountain trying to get close to a goat herd.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
Some guy.
He just, for what?
You know, for shits and giggles. Yeah, it's a video just in Salt Lake, Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah. Some guy just filmed a video of some dude in a homemade goat costume trying to get close to a herd of goats.
Bestiality.
Yeah, he's a furry. He takes his sexuality very seriously.
Gross, and gross. How can anyone... Oh. It's just, no, people, come on, no. No bestiality, come on. You can do better. Or maybe you can't.
Goatman can't do better.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. So Total Recall remake is coming up soon. And at Comic-Con, they had the lady with the three boobs walking around the floor. And apparently, some people believe that the boobs were real. Yeah, so Caitlin Leeb, the actress who plays the person, plays the hooker, said to the Calgary Herald, "There were a bunch of people at Comic-Con asking if I had surgery for the third one. Others thought the two I had on the side were real. I guess that's the one thing that bothers me the most, is that they think I'm out there prancing around a Comic-Con with my breasts out. They really are not mine."
They're not mine, I swear, officer. They're not mine.
Yeah, I'm holding them for a friend.
Hey, there are some pretty realistic prosthetics out there, though.
Yeah, we were joking about that, since you want to do that Erza cosplay and you yeah. will be needing prosthetics.
Oh, yeah.
Big-ass ones.
Erza's just, like, out there.
Everyone in Fairy Tail is.
No, Levi isn't.
Oh, fuck.
But we're trying to do Fairy Tail's strongest team, so.
Yeah. Yep.
Hell, I'll even have to do that for Juvia.
Mm-hmm. But you won't need the realistic prosthetics because she's covered enough that you can just stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so, moving on. So for a while now, people have been speculating that Final Fantasy Versus 13 has been canceled. It is not. That is all. Yeah. Final Fantasy Versus 13 is still a thing.
You are wrong. Go home.
Yep, pretty much. But do we really need more Final Fantasy 13 anything?
I'm sure we could do with some 7. That would be nice.
So Final Fantasy 13 7? Yeah, I said Final Fantasy 13 anything. Not Final Fantasy. So you take like the Final Fantasy 7 like game, but just put it in the Final Fantasy 13 model, like
yeah, just kind model. Of like overwrite the game.
You just replace every single character model with something from Final Fantasy 7, yeah, like the original Final Fantasy 7. So like all the environments are still like huge and expansive and shit, but all the character models look like they're from 2001.
Yep, just like that.
Hmm. Okay, so moving on. So someone on Etsy has made a pillow that talks to you that's designed as the King of All Cosmos from Katamari Damacy. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it tell you to make an object this big in this amount of time?
I don't know, actually. Like, King of All Cosmos doesn't actually talk. He just speaks in record scratches. His entire talking is just... no one actually speaks in the Katamari Damacy world.
No. I'm sure someone can translate it.
Unless you're in, like, Touch Me Katamari... Unless you're in, like, Touch My Katamari. Which is a game.
You know, I've got Beautiful Katamari on my queue for game rental, and I still haven't got it, because I've got a lot on my queue.
Yeah. Okay, well, so... The people who made it, from... some company called Penguinotic, described the pillow as making you feel insignificant and awe-inspired simultaneously. It's quite the experience. So that's just what I want from a pillow. I want quite the experience.
Well, yeah, you gotta expect a lot from your pillow, right?
Yeah.
I do. Every night I threaten my pillow with my fist, you better be the best sleep I've ever had this night.
Yeah, it's like, you better give me a fucking experience I will never forget, or I swear to God, I'll fucking stab you. I'll stab you. It's like, the cops don't care about pillows.
This won't leave a mark.
It's like, you're full of feathers. You're full of feathers, dude. I could just, like, fucking stab you and vacuum it all up. No one will know the difference.
Oh, no. That's
so... awesome. Moving on. If you pre-order Resident Evil 6 from the Capcom store, you'll get an Umbrella Corporation branded umbrella.
Is it windproof?
I have no idea.
Doesn't
say. It's an umbrella. It's an umbrella that's designed like the Umbrella Corporation logo with Umbrella Corporation on it.
Yeah, it's not windproof then.
Boo!
That would ruin the design.
Hmm. Well, whatever. Moving on. So, mentioned this earlier, but British actress Mary Tam, who is best known as playing Ramona, alongside Tom Baker in Doctor Who, has died today at 62. Well, died a couple days ago at the age of 62 from cancer.
Who? What?
Doctor
we
Who.
We talked about this earlier.
Doctor Who lady died.
Oh, yeah, right. Her.
So, ending the show on what I feel is a high note, the stock prices of Zynga shares have crashed.
Yay! What? Farmville.
Fuck yeah.
Yep. So, Zynga shares, they started out at just over $5. Wednesday, July 25th, Zynga prices were resting, like, relatively steadily at around $5. On the 26th, they crashed to just below $3.
Why? What happened?
People stopped playing Farmville. They finally realized,
overnight.
Holy shit, I'm doing nothing.
Yep, Zynga, in response to this, blames Facebook.
Or they could blame themselves for creating such a shitty game.
Yeah.
That's based on the premise of people not realizing just how much they're wasting their life.
Yep.
people usually smarten up after a while.
Yeah. How in the hell do they think it's Facebook's fault?
I don't actually know. Like, I'm looking at this, and it doesn't actually say anywhere that Facebook is... that they actually blame Facebook.
Like, when I posted in that article about the Left 4 Dead 2 DLC, I blame Microsoft. But I have reasons for blaming Microsoft. Because the DLC came out fine on Steam, which Valve has complete control over.
Oh, okay.
But when Microsoft was involved, it didn't come out properly.
Okay, so Zynga is blaming Facebook because they believe that some of the changes that Facebook have made recently is that, like, the ads they show for games on Facebook promote the newer games instead of the older games, like, you know, Farmville and Cityville and all that shit. And so they're saying, so Zynga's saying that that's the reason why stock prices have crashed. Like, our users did not remain engaged, and did not come back as often. Instead, new games were promoted.
Actually, no, Zynga, you're totally wrong about why your advertisements aren't showing. I will explain Facebook advertising to you because I use it.
Yes.
Your Facebook advertisements show up based on people's interests and what they're talking about. Since your games are about cafes and farms, who the fuck is talking about those?
And cities. Don't forget cities.
And cities. Maybe cities, but, like, who's gonna be typing about farms all the time on Facebook? And those people who do have those interests already know about Farmville because it's been around forever. You've got to continually make new games. It's not Facebook advertising's fault. Facebook advertising does not put new games first. It's based on interests, and your interests are just not interesting to anybody. So,
yep.
Your fault, Zynga.
Yeah, and Zynga is also... they're probably also getting some, like... they put a lot of money into, like, ripping off everyone else's games. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, a bunch of games on, what was it? On, like, the iPhone market. Place, they're just straight-up rip-offs of other games. Like, Zynga actually ripped off... so there's this one game, Tiny Towers, on there. They ripped it off calling, like, Dream Tower. And everyone was like, what the fuck? And, the people who actually made Tiny Tower, they actually, like, released, like, a note. Like, a huge, like, little note thing with, like, side-by-side comparison pictures showing how similar the games are. Like, saying, it's okay, Zynga, we don't blame you.
We know our game is awesome and you tried to copy it. It's okay. Yeah.
Mimicry is the highest form of flattery. Or something like that.
Or something with a face, or... yeah.
Yeah, it's actually kind of good to see Zynga fail so hard.
It's about goddamn time.
Yeah.
Oh my god. See, I already thought that Farmville was dead.
No. I'm still getting requests from people to join Farmville.
Sorry, Delighter, can you, like, shut up?
Aw, someone's getting jealous. I have a new stalker, yay!
Unless you're talking to, who's this person? Ezgi. Go ahead, plow Ezgi's soil.
Can we talk about one of the dudes? Can we talk about you, Bovi?
Ooh.
You know... discriminate on the show.
Yeah, actually, yeah, Delighter, first of all, before we get into this, specify who you're talking about.
Yes, please. So we know if Bovi's rage is justified.
We'll wait.
Yeah. We still have another half hour before R9 cast comes on, so we can just sit here in silence for half an hour.
So that was the last bit of news, right?
Yeah, we're done with news.
So, I think it was yesterday, Ninja Kitty and I were talking about how horrible it would be to have a 3-foot-long penis.
Oh, yeah, that...
I mean, just think about all the inconveniences.
Well, imagine you, like, go to bed, and you lie down, and you arrange yourself so that you're comfortable, but, you know, everyone turns over and tosses and turns in the middle of the night. So, like, you're just lying there, and then you turn over, and it just doesn't continue following you. Just imagine how uncomfortable that would be.
Yeah, and, like, you'd only be able to wear pants. Like, you wouldn't be able to wear any kind of shorts.
Okay, hang on. Delighter was talking about Ninja Kitty.
Okay.
I'm not a lady.
And she's it's pronounced SG, not Esgi.
Yeah, I know. SG. Okay, SG.
Yeah. Electricastic gamer. Which has since cracked and burned. But whatever. Moving on. Three for penis.
Hold on. Delighter, you can listen and you can talk in the chat. I can touch.
Get off me, please. No.
Remember, we're live.
Yep. I have a really, really thick binder in my hand.
I bet you do.
Full of, like, hundreds of Pokemon cards.
I'm trying to make a point.
And I am, too. That this will hurt like a motherfucker. I was looking through my Pokemon cards, and most of them aren't normal cards. Either they have the little leaf symbol beside them, or they're fossilized, or they're holographic. Yeah. I am proud of it.
You're just that baller.
There are some that I am missing that I really, really want. I wanted I want Alakazam.
Delighter thinks you holding a thick ass binder of Pokemon cards, Kinky. Where's his lotion?
Well, I don't think lotion will help you against paper cuts.
God damn it, we need to stop putting these up for download, because I bet you Delighter just downloads them and masturbates to them all week. I mean,
I'm done.
Yeah, he's been going through like and finding every single podcast with Kitty talking on it and just like cutting her audio and just like splicing it all together. And just sitting there in a dark room with a picture of like a cat dressed up in ninja gear, staring at it.
Now your mom's been brought in. Oh no, Mom, I see. I thought it said Mom, so I was about to say your mom's been brought into this, but no.
Your mom.
What is your mom?
I'd poke her mom.
Wait. I'm a mom as well as a her.
No, like if you.
Wait. Hang on, let me logic this out.
If you put a comma
mon
in there.
Is like Jamaican man.
Yeah, you put a comma in there, it's like, I'd poke her man.
So you'd poke her mom.
So
you'd
I have
poke
a.
Poke her man.
Yeah.
But Jamaican man.
Poke her comma.
No, but Jamaican man.
Apparently.
No, it's you gotta put a comma in there. So Derek asks, which is crustier, Delighter sheets or a couch after Dead Man spends the night?
Definitely the couch, because I don't think Delighter is masturbating in bed. He's on an office chair, for sure.
I'm on an office chair.
Actually, Delighter, what are you sitting on right now? And what are you wearing? No, wait. Just the sitting on part.
He's probably wearing nothing. I guess you're probably right now just sitting in a bathtub full of kittens. Just throwing ninja stars at them.
Oh god, not the kittens.
Oh god, yeah.
See, my most proud part...
Yeah, so, Derek says, I like how Bowie just confirmed he knows that Dead Man masturbated all over his couch.
Well, I had my suspicions. Okay, you didn't tell me what you're sitting on, but apparently Delighter's carpeted room is crusty and sounds like stepping on crackers.
Yes. Remind me never to go into your room, Delighter. And he
is
in an
office
chair.
I was totally right.
Yeah, it's spinning.
And he's not wearing anything.
See? Called it.
I'd honestly make a better guy than a girl.
That would be very uncomfortable, though, like... Most office chairs have, like, some kind of, like, leather equivalent on it, and sitting naked on that is very uncomfortable.
Sticky.
Yes. It's gonna... It's your... Oh, God!
Unless it's one of the ones with all the tiny holes that's all breathable. That's nice.
Did you get the ladder wants you to talk slower.
I being a guy, so... Yeah. When I cosplay as a guy, it's usually... L or Ezaya. I make sure to strap myself down completely so that I have like a man chest. And
yeah, he's into that.
Which is why she gets so many bisexual stalkers.
Oh yeah. I make it just as attractive a guy as I do a girl.
Yeah, and he's into that, you know, anal. He'll kidnap you, like duct tape a strap onto the front of you.
Yeah, my first actual female cosplays. Well, I don't know. Would you count the formal Saria as female cosplay?
Misura.
Misura, yes.
Lighter, whoa, Ninja Kitty's a tranny?
The term is cosplayer.
Yes, cosplayer.
You get your terminology right.
I'm specifically dressing up as a character.
Not just as a guy in general.
He's still into it. He's winking at you.
Are you sure that's not like a rainbow and a person and like a cow sideways?
Yes, I'm positive.
I'd be more into it if, you know, she'd cosplay like the Doctor or...
As David Tennant?
Well, yeah.
What?
It's all pink in the middle.
I don't get it. I don't want to understand. I don't want to understand.
Oh.
I'm blissfully ignorant.
Effortless Genesis on iTunes and on our site. You see what you're missing in the chat. Come to allgames.com/chat every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Sorry, the latter. Picks or what didn't happen?
Nothing happened. Shh, don't encourage. Don't encourage.
Yes. Don't engage.
No, this is entertaining.
Well, I'm going to continue looking at my Pokemon cards.
I bet you are.
I've been looking at them, and I'm like, which one's the best, most awesome one I have? And of course, it is the Machamp Holographic First Edition.
And
Delilah's by landslide.
And Delilah's probably going to turn that into a sex act.
Delilah can turn anything into a sex act.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone knows what Machamp actually looks like, then you could.
Got four arms, man.
Aw, yeah. Getting
what
the freaky shit.
What?
Getting them the freaky shit.
Oh, by the way.
And all he's wearing is a Speedo.
We were talking about the
cosplay picks.
I doubt we're going to send those to you.
They're available online on the Destro Prods Facebook page.
Well, if you're good at actually searching, my profile is on cosplay.com, so if you know the characters... Then you'd find them.
The letter says you can have his Bulbasaur.
Is it holographic?
We need to end this. Someone's gonna die.
You're gonna die, please. Thank you, dead man.
I'm already dead.
No, you need to die again. I'll, like, feed you some stone cold cupcakes. Laced with arsenic. Hey.
Stone cold cupcakes.
Yes. Laced with arsenic.
It's the Texas Rattlesnake of cupcakes. Does anyone have a beer for stone cold cupcakes?
Why are they called stone cold? Because as you're eating them, I bring out a stone and knock you out cold.
Then what's the point of the arsenic? You just hit it with the stone. Okay, I think they left.
Arsenic poisoning.
Oh god, no, they're back. Okay, so yeah, we need to end this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, thank you for joining us this week. As always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathDoorProds. I am at Deadman_DDProds, and we have at Bobiwan. Kitty doesn't know what Twitter is.
What's Twitter?
Exactly. Why someone laughing on stream like a stoner says, Krasen. I laugh like that sometimes.
I guess Jess came in. Okay, bad time to come in because we're ending the show.
Yeah, we're ending it now. Before this madness. We're stopping this madness before it continues.
Interpret what happened in this whole podcast by just reading the chat a bit.
Yeah.
Pick out the ones that it was actually related to. There
well,
you go.
Yeah. Well, Carson.
Chemistry for the night.
Well, Carson, since you missed something, you can listen to the entire show on Monday, available at DeathDoorProds.com, as well as on iTunes. The ladder was kicked from the chat.
Aww.
Why was he kicked?
Because he said, oh, passed out is the best lay.
Oh.
Well, anyway.
Oh,
we're on Facebook.
Okay.
That's why we Destro Prods on Facebook. Like I said, there. We are on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know if you want to see more of, less of, etc. Oh, whew. We have the RSS. Subscribe to that. And be sure to come to DestroProds.com all week for articles, podcasts, and movie commentaries. Yeah, this week we're going to be having video games on Tuesday, anime and the Anime Club Supplement, where we're watching the first episode of Felicity on Thursday. And on Friday, we'll be starting up Musical Month We have the schedule all sorted out and everything, and we'll be hosting that on Wednesday. So yeah. Until then, I'm Dead.
I'm Bovimon.
And I'm Ninja Kitty.
We'll see you guys next time.